first day in any showing of the 2024 Walden Recycling Donegal International Rally is coming to an end, and as they head back for a quick service before returning to Letterkenny and to Park Fermi, Matt Edwards and David Moynihan in the Ford Fiesta are leading this event by 12 seconds. It was aided by Keith Cronin and Mikey Galvin taking a wheel off their Ford Fiesta on special stage 5, which brought an end to their rally. They did, of course, take the lead after the second run round Mallon, but then they had trouble on the second run over Mamore Gap, where they pulled the wheel off the Fiesta. That put them out of the rally. And back in front again was Matt Edwards. It's been a really, really good day for Edwards and Moynihan. They were fastest on the first three stages. Yes, Cronin may have taken time out of them on stage 4 after they had an overshoot, but he's been the quickest for most of the day, and he's deserving of his place at the head of the field at the end of day 1. Elsewhere, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, the defending champions, in a brand new Skoda Rally 2 RS Fabia. Well, it's the first time they drove the car. They had a couple of kilometres as a test before Donegal, and they're really starting to go okay now in the car. They're starting to get comfortable in the car, and they were actually quickest on stage 5. But in there on stage 6, Edwards was the fastest once again, as he took a further 4 seconds out of Devine. But Devine and Noel O'Sullivan are still within striking distance, as they trail by just 12 seconds in that Skoda. One of the drives on day 1, without a doubt, Cathal McCord and Brian Hoy in a Ford Fiesta, sitting 3rd overall, 24.8 off the pace of Edwards, and a further 12.8 off the pace of Callum Devine. Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, they were winners here previously in Donegal. They had trouble with the car today, but they've got to the end of day 1 in 4th position overall in the Citroen. Now, they may be 52 seconds down on the leader, Edwards, but Moffat, of course, has found himself in a similar position before in Donegal, and then on the same weekend, he ended up winning the event after those in front of him hit a trouble. So he knows how to work it through two further long days, which have to come here in Donegal. Marian Evans and Jared Conway in the Toyota GR Yaris Rally 2. Hasn't been the best of days for them. They were hoping to be on a better pace, 5th overall, and just under a minute down on Matt Edwards. David Kelly and Dean O'Sullivan, the first of the Donegal crews in the top 10, 6th overall, 1.8 seconds adrift off Evans in the Polo. Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh in a Citroen are 7th overall, a further 20 back. And the rest of the top 10 is made up of Aidan Ray and Niall Burns in a Polo, 8th. Michael Boyle and Dermot McCafferty in another Polo in 9th. And then James Ford and Niall Shanks in a Citroen wrapping up the top 10. Just outside of the top 10 is the former multi-winners of this event. Gary Jennings won it twice. Rory Kennedy's won it 4 times. They are in a Ford Fiesta right-hand drive. They may be leading their class, but they're just sitting outside the top 10. Before we look at the modified situation, let's get some reaction now from the drivers as they came off special stage 6 here. The second run round Cool Cross before they headed into the final service of the day. And first up, I could speak into the defending champion, Callum Devine. Callum Devine, end of day 1, number 1 on the door. You're starting to get the feel of this Skoda, and listen, you're in with a shout.
Yeah, look, when you take a day anyway to try and get the hang of this thing, and we had both conditions. We had dry this morning, and now it was wet and muddy. So, yeah, plenty to learn very quickly. But, yeah, we're adapting as quick as we can. And, you know, we made some good improvements there in service and obviously that last stage again. So, this one, to be honest, probably could have dropped a bit of time. I just wanted to get through the day. And tomorrow's a new day, as you know. It's a big weekend.
Yeah, a long weekend as well. You know what it takes to win Donegal. There's a lot to go still.
Yeah, there's a long way to go. Two big days ahead. Two biggest days ahead. And look, the weather could change, so it could be a completely different rally again tomorrow. So, yeah, happy to get through. No drama, and we're making some improvements.
We've got the rally leaders here, Matt Edwards and Dave Moynihan. It's been a good day in Donegal for you, Matt.
Yeah, not easy though. That one was tricky as well. But you know, we're on a medium slick that's cut, and it's sometimes you trust it. Like, depending on what the road looks like, you break a bit earlier or later, and then try and get a bit of heat in it on a good surface. It's a bit of a lottery.
Yeah, but this is the position that you wanted to be in at the end of day 1.
Oh yeah, it's no doubt that it's a good position to be in. Everything seems to be working well. The pace seems to be there, so yeah, we're happy.
We've got Murray and Evans in the Toyota Yaris. Listen, a difficult day condition-wise. How have you found day 1, Murray?
Very tricky. The rain's not been as bad as we thought it would be, but still it's kind of thrown a bit of a spanner into the works. But this afternoon's been a bit easier actually, because we've had a tyre for the conditions this morning with a damp and a medium slick was a bit dodgy. But yeah, we probably gave a bit away, but we're here, which is the main thing. We can go tomorrow.
Yeah, and still, listen, gathering data, lots of development in this car, but nothing done at all.
Yeah, yeah, happy enough. We're moving forward every stage, just with me, you know, being comfortable with the car. So it'll come nicely.
Josh, you had problems earlier on in the day. How was that last run for you?
Yeah, look, it's just a matter of trying to get through it there, really. But it's been a tough day for us. Conditions and everything added to that. But look, we're still here and a long way to go yet. So.
And you know well, a long way to go and anything can happen in Donegal. And there's a big race still ahead.
Yeah, that's for sure. Like, it's a long 2 days to go. And we've only started, really. So, yep, all to play for yet.
Is the problems all sorted that you had earlier?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
We've got David Kelly and the Polo. David, you're here at the end of day one. How was that summing up?
I know it was a tough day, to be honest. We got off to a good start and struggled in the afternoon then with wrong tyre choice and that. But no, it came strong in the evening there again, so we're happy enough. We've closed the gap to a couple of guys in front of us there, so we'll race on tomorrow.
Hello.
Declan Boyle, the end of day one. Listen, it was tough out there, particularly in the second loop with the really wet conditions, but you're still here.
Still here and glad to be here because, you know, it's tricky conditions there, and we were hoping all week that the rain would blow over and it'd be a dry day, but the lads is flying, them young lads absolutely flying.
Okay, and you're looking forward to tomorrow?
Looking forward to tomorrow now to get into more familiar stuff, but listen, it's be a bit of crack.
Gal McCourt, I think you're third overall at the end of day one. I suppose Donegal couldn't have gone any better for you.
No, definitely, and good loop of stages there today, and kind of threw everything at us weather-wise, so no, enjoyed it. It was a good day, and look, we're here to tell the tale this evening. Hopefully another good 2 days, and see where we are on Sunday evening.
Just finally, we're going to speak to Rory Kennedy, sitting on board with Gary Jennings. How was that today, Rory?
Tough day, Oisin. Tough day conditions, very variable, as you know, and look, we struggled at the start, but getting in the groove as the day goes on, so hopefully tomorrow there'll be a change of fortune.
Yeah, listen, it's a big, long event, and you know well what it takes to win in Donegal, but you'll be back on it tomorrow morning, do you feel? Knockala's a big one, and then obviously after that, Gary Gordon.
Oh, absolutely. Knockala, Gary Gordon to start tomorrow. A baptism of fire for everybody, but it just goes to show you the league can change so easily. So, look, we're still plugging away and see how it goes later on.
Okay. There you go, that's Rory Kennedy sitting on board with Gary Jennings speaking to us at the end of Stage 6 as Day 1 comes to a close of the Donegal International Rally. They sit in 11th position overall. Outside of that, we've got a real hotly contested modified rally. Kevin Geller and Ryan Moore in the Darien T90 GTR is the leading two-wheel drive car, sitting in 12th position overall, and they're just 21.7 seconds adrift of Jennings and Kennedy. Now, in the class, they currently have a 10.5 second advantage over Declan Gallagher and John McCarthy in the Starlet. They sit in 14th position overall, so sandwiched in between Gallagher, the two Gallaghers, is actually another Donegal man, Stuart Darcy, who's competing in Rally 2 Apollo. He sits in 13th position overall. Back to that modified, Gary McPhillips and Paul Sheridan, 15th overall, and they're currently 22.4 off the pace of Declan Gallagher. So when you look at it, there's round about 34 seconds the difference between Gary McPhillips and Kevin Geller. Remember, McPhillips actually led the modified section of this rally at one stage earlier today. So a big battle in those top three conditions, the top three positions rather, in the two-wheel drive category. Just the rest of the top 10, the rest of the top 20, Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guinea in the Citroën 16th, Aaron McLaughlin and Darren Kern in the Polo. McGonigal and McLaughlin, of course, this is their patch down and any show. Conor Harvey and the Escort's going well, leading his class 13 in 18th. And then we have Colin O'Donoghue and an Escort 19th in the top 20s, wrapped up by Paddy Barrett with Donegal man Paddy Robinson on board. So that is how the top 20 sits at the end of day one of this Donegal International Rally. Outside of that, we'll just take a quick look in to see how the competitors in the RC4 category are faring out. That, of course, involves a local man, that would be Kyle McBride, and another man from the Frosses, Ryan McHugh. These two boys are going to be the stars of Donegal Rally, and there's no doubt about it. And in that RC4 category, leading the way is Ryan McHugh and Declan Boyle, 24th overall, and they have an advantage of 5.7 seconds over Kyle McBride and Darren Mullen in the Peugeot Rally 4. They've been swapping times all day. McHugh took 17 seconds out of McBride in there in Cool Cross. They lead that category, but with McBride losing time, McHugh moves ahead on the timesheets in the class, and these two young men are set to go at it through the rest of the weekend on this event. Now, we will have reaction for you from the modified section. There's some of the top competitors there. Chris Ashmore, as I speak, is currently talking to those as they go into service in Carndonagh. But as we hand back to the studio at the end of the day one wrap, leading the way, Matt Edwards at the top of the standings at the end of day one after 77 competitive kilometres. And by the time they get back to Letterkenny, they'll have covered 346 kilometres on day one. But they have a 12-second advantage over Callum Devine and Olo Sullivan. And it's all to play for tomorrow on day two, where you will, of course, be able to follow all the action right here on Highland.